This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Katie Ingalls, Communications Director with the Kansas Water Office, joins us. And Katie, the fourth annual Winter Water Technology Expo is coming up on February 3rd.
I am really excited that we get to have our Winter Water Tech Expo. This has grown year after year, and we continue to look forward to it every time.
What are some of the highlights that are going to take place during the expo?
This came to be because we have our water technology farms. So those have helped to prove that you can do more with less, and especially with the technology and the different management tools that we have, crop selection, seeding rates, soil moisture probes, helping to prove that you can maximize water use and improve your bottom line. And so we wanted an event that would help bring these vendors, these technologies all together and invite producers to come and visit with them. We have well over 25 vendors. We cannot do this without our sponsors. We're going to have live demonstrations. One of my favorite is the rain simulator demonstration that NRCS puts together, the Northwest Tech College. The kids in the Precision Ag program is coming down, and they have a trailer full of awesome technology to share.
And so much of this, really, the emphasis is maximizing water use efficiency, which in this day and age, as we all know, is so important.
It's been proven over and over that they can do less with more. We've seen a lot of our technology farms voluntarily cutting their water use in half, and they are yielding just as much, and they're increasing their overall profitability. And that's what it's about. Those who attend are going to see the different ways that they're doing it. And it might not be all at once. In one thing, it might be three or four different technologies or management tools that they incorporate into their farm to reach that reduction that they are looking for. So we are taking place February 3rd, and it's from 5 to 9 at the Finney County Fairgrounds Exhibition Building. And you enter on the south side. There is going to be food and beverages and live music sponsored by Conestoga Energy Partners, and lots of demonstrations and prizes given out throughout the entire evening.
And how can people register for the event?
It is free and open to the public, but it does help us to know how many might be coming. So if you go to our website, kwo.ks.gov, the link is right there. You can register. Again, it's open to the public. It's free. Come on out. But it does help us if you can register so we know how much food to order.
That is Katie Ingalls, Communications Director with the Kansas Water Office, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.